All right. Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. We've got a beautiful little EMOM for you. EMOM stands for every minute on the minute. Here's what the EMOM is. EMOM 20 minutes of, in minute one, you do 10 strict chest-to-bar pull-ups. Yes, you heard me right. Yes, you're welcome. Number two, in minute number two, 30 seconds of just easy biking or rowing. We're not being a hero, we're just moving. 30 seconds. Minute three, 5 overhead squats at 75% of your one rep max. Absolutely use a rack. And minute number four, a 30-second plank hold. How fun does that sound? Pull-ups will be done with a supinated grip, meaning your palms are towards you. And if you're unfamiliar with the every minute on the minute protocol, you warm up. When the clock starts in minute one, you have the entire minute to do those 10 strict chest to bar pull-ups. So let's say it takes you, let's say you just blast them out, okay? It takes you 15 seconds. You've got 45 seconds of rest. You don't start the task assigned to minute number two until minute number two begins. Minute number two begins, 30 seconds of easy biking and rowing. That leaves you with 30 seconds of rest. In minute number three, you have the entire minute to do 5 overhead squats at 75% of your one rep max, rack the barbell, and then minute number four, you have to do a 30-second plank hold. And then once minute number four ends, the clock continues to run. It's minute five, right? So you just restart. Now you're back to the task assigned in minute number one, et cetera, et cetera. So this cycle of minute one, minute two, minute three, minute four, since it's a 20-minute EMOM, you'll touch each one of those tasks 5 separate times. We've got a video showing strict pull-ups. We have a video showing the overhead squat as well as the plank hold. I know what everyone's thinking. Strict chest to bar. Yes, they can be done. Super fitness robot, all pull-ups unbroken. More likely, pull-ups done in, let's say, 45 seconds and quite broken up. Scaled option, 20 minute, and it's going to be a rare human being that does all the pull-ups unbroken, let's just say that. But hey, we're throwing it out there. Scaled option, 20 minute EMOM. In the first minute, it's just 10 strict chin over bar, not chest to bar pull-ups, or ring rows. And then minute two stays the same. Minute five, we have 5 overhead squats. Now it's 65% of your one rep max instead of 75%, and minute four stays the same. Pull-ups once again, supinated grip, even with the kip, right? Even with just the chin over the bar. So there's some wonderful variants for you. We have the Lynchman How to Get a Pull-Up video, the ring row, and a strict pull-up video. Limited equipment option. 20-minute EMOM. They've got a pull-up bar, so minute number one stays the same, strict chest to bar. Minute number two, 100 meters of jogging, 50 meters out, 50 meters back. We're just jogging, we're not sprinting. Minute number three, 10 one-arm dumbbell overhead squats. That's 5 with one arm, then 5 with the other, or 10 dumbbell thrusters. So the one-arm dumbbell squats are obviously just using one dumbbell, and the dumbbell thrusters would use a pair of dumbbells. And then minute four, 30-second plank hold. Pull-ups, of course, supinated grip. We've got a video showing the one-arm dumbbell overhead squat and the dumbbell thruster, and we traditionally say, you know, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, but scale is needed. No equipment workout, 4 rounds not for time, 400 meter run, 40 air squats, 45 second plank hold. Simple, but I like that one a lot. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, the planche progression or the landmine twist for the midline. If you always do the landmine twist, I get it, they're fun, but I would encourage you to check out the planche video and then spend 5 to 10 minutes at whatever step in that progression is appropriate for you. The variance will do you well. Or you can get in some rotational work with the landmine twist. Both have videos. Dumbbell front rack lunge, video included. You're going to do 3 challenging lunges. I say 10 to 20 meters each time because it just depends upon how heavy the kettlebells or the dumbbells are that you have, or the, you know, you could use a barbell as well. But these aren't supposed to be max efforts that you just, you know, collapse onto the ground. Just three challenging lunge sets. And then cool down and stretching for the day are 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Both have videos, both you hold for a couple minutes. And that pairing of stretches, as simple as it is probably my favorite upper body and lower body pairing. Hope you enjoy just the delightful EMOM. Who doesn't love strict chest-to-bar pull-ups? And I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's training.